Let's begin. We are on page 262 in the Art Scroll, the 12th Perek. Perek Yud Beis. We are page 90 in the green Feldheim. Page 90, 12th Perek. Here we go. Hinei ha'emtzoi ha'amiti. Very interesting wording, says Ramchal. The emtzoi ha'amiti. Not sure why he says that. Hinei emtzoi ha'amiti liknois hanikias. The true means to acquire nikias is hasmadas hakriya. B'divrei chachmenu zal. It's the consistent reading of the words of the Chachamim. In binyani halachos, whether it's in halacha, in binyani amusarim, or it's in musar. So when a person consistently reads halacha, he learns halacha, he learns musar, so that will help him acquire to be not in denial. After a person already came to the truth of the responsibility of cleansing himself, after a person already reached being careful and being quick in dealing with the ways of acquiring them and staying away from those things that pull a person away from it, the only thing now that's going to hold him back is yediyas hadiktukim asher b'mitzvos. The only thing now that's going to bring a person away is knowing what he has to do. Meaning, I want to be careful. I want to change my life, but I don't know what to do in order to change my life. So the only way to know is by learning, either by learning halacha or by learning musar. So I could be careful. You have to know what the halachas are, because you have to know all the branches of the mitzvahs. How far they go. What happens also? We forget. So since you forget, you have to remind yourself. You say, oh, Shabbos is so important. Oh, Hilchos Tefillin, Hilchos Talmud Torah, whatever it might be, it's important. But then what happens after a day or two? You forget. So what do you have to do? You have to remind yourself. And the more a person reminds himself, the more he will be careful. Here it is. This is the key. Leman chadesh besichlo. In order that he renews in his brain, zechirasam. You have to remind yourself. You have to renew in your brain the reminder of what it's all about. Va'oz vaday shisar l'kaimam. You hear what he says? Then for sure, you will be inspired to do it. So if you read and you learn about things, that will awaken within your brain to do them. V'chein b'inyan amidus. So too with midus. That's why we learn 10 minutes a day. You learn 10 minutes a day of Mesillas Yesharim, you're guaranteed to waken up within yourself things that you have to work on. Even if you decide that you want to change, you might forget and not know the details because you don't know it. You hear this? A person is not born a chacham. You can't know everything. People think you're going to flip a switch and then that's it, you're good to go. No, it doesn't work like that. You have to constantly remind yourself what things are about. You will inspire yourself things that you did not know before. Even if you don't see it, the fact that you're aware, you're exposed to it, you're thinking about it, it'll bring out different points. You will then reach new things from the root, from the source of the truth. What are the things that hold the person back from this? Why do people not look after their life in Zihira? So we had three reasons. Number one is you're too busy. Number two is Leitzanus. This goes back to Zihiras. And number three is peer pressure. So either I'm too busy to change, or I am distracted from change, right? I get distracted from change. Or number three is my friends hold me back from changing. Kamosha Kasafti. Besides that, it's just not knowing things. We spoke about this today. Someone who doesn't know anything about Torah, he can't excel in Judaism because you don't know. The more you learn about Judaism, the more you learn about Musar, the more you learn about Halacha, the more you learn things, that will inspire you to keep them. If you don't know, how are you going to do? Talmud mevi, chein amru, Talmud gadol, shemevi l'dei maisa. Talmud is great because it brings to action. We finished the 12th perek.